We are going to welcome Rebecca Diaz of Pittsburgh Opera. Rebecca, are you there? Good morning.
Hi, good morning. How are you today?
I'm fine, thank you. And we also have, is it Tazewell Thompson?
Tazewell,
sorry about that.
That's all right.
I'm so glad you could join us, that you could fit this in. Where are you this morning, Tazewell?
I'm at home in Harlem, New York City.
I thought you might be on the road. And Rebecca, we find you in Pittsburgh, right?
I'm in Pittsburgh. I'm from the Bronx, born and bred, but I live in Pittsburgh now.
And these two are here to talk about Blue, which opens April 23rd and also runs the 26th, 29th, and then May 1st at the August Wilson African American Cultural Center. And Blue looks to be just a fascinating program, and we're honored to have Tazewell here because you are the librettist for this opera. Can you tell us a bit about the story?
Yes, I'm also the director. That's actually my first calling as a director. And just as a side note, I'm returning to Pittsburgh where 20 years ago I directed another work of mine at City Theater, Constant Star, which is about the life of Ida B. Wells.
Oh.
So I'm so looking forward to coming back. In 2015, I was approached by the artistic director, Francesca Zambello, of Glimmerglass Festival, which is a renowned opera festival that has been around for forever, it seems. And it's located in upstate New York, Cooperstown. So it's famous for Baseball Hall of Fame and for opera. And she approached me to say that she was interested in writing something about how people are dealing with race in America, and that she has a composer already, and that she was looking for a librettist, and did I have any thoughts on certain writers. She sent me about five names to look at, and I emailed her back and said, what about me? So that's how it began. She says, well, you know, send me some of your plays or send me sections of your plays that might interest me and make me think or understand or want to offer you the idea of that perhaps you could write a libretto. And she says, but even if I approve, you have to meet the composer, Janine Tesori. So I said, give me a couple of weeks. So she said, well, you mean you can't send me anything now? I said, no, give me a couple of weeks. So what I did was I wrote more than an outline. I wrote two scenes of what I thought I would be interested in writing about race. And I wanted to write about the killing of black men and boys and women and girls, but mostly black men and boys by white police officers. And I should also add, police officers killing unarmed black men and boys. At the time, there was just so much of it, it seemed to me, that was going on. There seemed like there was just one after another. I can't even remember the names anymore because they just piled on top of each other. So this was what I wanted to write, and I didn't know whether the artistic director would be interested that I would choose this as a topic for an opera. She read the two scenes that I submitted, and she said, well, it's fascinating, and it's very to the point, and it's honest. And she said, but you really need to send this now to Janine Tesori. And if she is attracted to or fascinated by what you've written, she'll probably want to meet you. Well, she did want to meet me. And we had a wonderful discussion, a meeting over avocado toast at a Sunday brunch. in the west side of Manhattan, around 96th Street, and I live on 113th Street. So we got along famously. And so I was commissioned to write this opera in 2015, and it premiered in 2019, and it was about a family, a middle-class black family living in Harlem, where I live, and the mother is an entrepreneur of sorts. She owns a restaurant in Harlem. Two blocks away from me, there is indeed someone like that. Her name is Melba, and her restaurant is called Melba's. And it's about this young, expected mother and her husband who are about to have their first child. The child is born, becomes a teenager, and then something unfortunately happens to this child. That's essentially what the opera is about. What it also is about is how the community, the church, the friends of the mother and father gather around this young couple who lost their child, their teenage son, who is a voracious reader, a young artist, all the expectations of going on and doing big things. He has applied to college. He started to hear from certain colleges. The unusual twist in this opera was something that was actually recommended by the composer. I had the father be a young, struggling jazz saxophone player because that's something that I knew about since my father was that as well. And it wasn't quite really working in the libretto for me, even though I was writing extensively about this man. So Janine Tesori said, why don't you make him a police officer? And I immediately said, no, under no circumstances. I'm not going to write about a police officer. I can't stand police officers. And I've had so many encounters with police officers, especially during the Mayor Giuliani administration here, where black men and boys were stopped and frisked at random, and I was. That happened to me just a block away from where I live. And I've had the usual of being followed around in a department store. I remember in San Francisco years ago, I was the opening night of my opera that I've been directing at the San Francisco Opera. I was walking through the lobby waiting for the limousine to take me to the opera house. I was dressed in a tuxedo. There were seven white kids coming off the elevator into the lobby, wearing shorts, some of them barefooted, loud, and they were drinking out of a bottle, not even a covered bottle. I was the one who was approached, not the kids, and asked, are you a resident in this hotel? Can I see some identification? Now, at the time, I said, no, I'm not showing you anything. This was a police officer who was asking me. When I think back, you know, anything could have happened to me. He could have thrown me to the ground, handcuffed me, put his knee on my neck for all I know. Mm. Just before he started to become a little belligerent, the hotel manager was walking through the lobby and said, good evening, Mr. Thompson. Good luck on your opening. We're all wishing you the very best. And so that was it. Rather than saying, excuse me, I'm sorry, please accept my apology, he said to me, oh, you can go on and stay out of trouble. So, you know, when I watched the hearings of our next Supreme Court judge, the way she was treated on television by these white men and one white woman, it's never over. We've always got to prove that we belong in the room, that as a director and a librettist, I've directed all over the world, literally all over the world and in this country. I usually have to prove myself the first day of rehearsal, sometimes the whole week of rehearsal, whether I'm making the right decisions, whether what I want to rehearse is really what I want to rehearse. So that's a long way of my saying is that I knew how to write this opera. I knew how to tell the story of a young young boy, just turned a teenager, whose life was cut short because he was a young black man who is, unfortunately in our country, could also be called a moving target.
Well, and you you were the right choice, and a stellar cast. Aaron Crouch plays the son. He's played this role before. Andre.
He was in the premiere, and he's a wonderful talent.
Yeah, Andrew Turner, also Gordon Hawkins, Adriana Cleveland, and so good to know this. We just have another minute or two. I want to be sure we turn to Rebecca. Tell us what we need to know about getting tickets. Blue, I know, opens April 23rd, and I think Tazewell has whetted the appetite for seeing this production. What's the best way to go about making sure you can actually get tickets and be part of it?
Absolutely. So the easiest way to get tickets would be to go online to our website, PittsburghOpera.org. And you can see right on the front screen there, there'll be a banner page for the Opera Blue. If you click on that, you can buy tickets directly online. It gives you all the information you need there about buying tickets. And I'll quickly add that we are having a really fantastic panel discussion about this opera tomorrow, Sunday, April 10th at 2 p.m., virtually online, with a couple of really prominent figures here in Pittsburgh to discuss these nuanced issues and themes that are in this opera. As Tazewell said so beautifully, yes, this opera is about the unjustified killing of a young man at the prime of his life, but there are so many themes of motherhood and fatherhood, support, religious support, and it's such an empathetic depiction of life. And so I welcome anyone who'd like to come and see that panel. It's completely free. We have Josiah Gilliam. He's the coordinator for the Pittsburgh Mayor's Office for My Brother's Keeper. April Jackson from Open Up Pittsburgh. Minister Dwayne Fulton from Mount Ararat Baptist Church, Police Officer John Bradford, and Jordan Dangerfield from the Steelers, as well as Tazewell will be on that panel too.
That's a fine panel. What time is that tomorrow?
That will be at 2 p.m. Tomorrow at Sunday 10.
April 10th. Thanks to you both, and best wishes for a good trip to Pittsburgh when you return, Tazewell. And thank you for your art and for very candidly sharing the story behind Blue, which opens on April 23rd. Panel discussion tomorrow, April 10th at 2 o'clock. Thanks very much to both of you. Take care.
Thank you, too. Take care.
One more very quick thing.
Sure.
The opera, so that it doesn't sound dire or tragic, it's filled with laughter and humor. People will literally be falling over themselves with laughter in parts of Act One. So I want to throw that in there.
That's a good thought. I mean, there is always a fine line, and
yes.
I'm quite sure there is some... some joy, especially as that young man grows up. And it sounds like an amazing story. Thanks to you both for being with
us
today.
Take
care.
Great pleasure.
Thank you.